This is St. Louis Public Radio. Polls show that Missouri Secretary of State Jason Kander is in a tight U.S. Senate race with Republican incumbent Roy Blunt. The Democrat from Kansas City has moved up quickly through the state's political ranks and is trying to become one of the first millennials to enter the Senate. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more on how Democrats in Missouri and across the country are bullish about Kander's candidacy.
It's a dreary, rainy day in Troy, Missouri. And inside the Roasted Bean Coffee Shop, Ed Schieffer is giving Jason Kander a rousing introduction to an intimate audience.
A veteran, and I hope the next U.S. Senator from the state of Missouri.
Kander is trying to drum up as much support as he can to unseat U.S. Senator Roy Blunt on November 8th. Many national pundits wrote off Kander's campaign, believing Missouri was an impenetrable Republican fortress. But Kander had other ideas about his chances. And as the race tightens amid a souring environment for Republicans, the Democratic statewide official believes Missouri is ready for a new type of political leadership.
This is a generation that is much more focused on ideas than on ideology. And you don't have to be a certain age to take that approach, but it is, at least from a philosophical perspective, I suppose it is a generational approach that says what's happening in Washington right now is not working.
It's fair to say that Kander squeezed a lot into his 35 years. He earned a law degree from Georgetown University, spent 2 terms in the Missouri House, and became one of the youngest statewide officials in recent memory. Kander also served as a military intelligence officer in Afghanistan.
My experience as a soldier and as an officer has given me a greater ability to put things in perspective and to know what's important and to be able to make decisions absent of whatever pressures exist in life. Just know that, you know, you usually know the right thing. Just do the right thing.
If he beats Blunt, Kander says he would want to get a seat on the Senate Armed Services Committee. He says he would support abortion rights and some restrictions on firearms. And Kander says there's value in having veterans make national security decisions in Congress. He says he opposed the war in Iraq, a conflict he called a massive mistake.
For me personally, I had the experience of being on the receiving end of the policies that resulted from the attention being diverted from Afghanistan to Iraq.
Thus far, Kander has benefited from national Democratic groups that are spending millions of dollars on television ads attacking Blunt. He's also received big-name support from Democrats like U.S. Senator Al Franken of Minnesota.
Well, I want Missouri to get us Hillary. And I certainly want Missouri to get us Jason Kander.
Despite Kander's rise in the prognosticator pecking order, Blunt isn't too impressed with his Democratic rival. He's chided Kander as an overly ambitious politician with few accomplishments.
I think if you look at his service, run for 3 different offices in 7 years, didn't pass a single bill in 4 years in the General Assembly, and has paid very little attention to the Secretary of State's office. If you look at our records, I'll be reelected.
Blunt's campaign has sought to derisively tie Kander with Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. But Kander says his battle with Blunt is not necessarily linked to the presidential contest.
You know, even folks who may feel that they want to shake things up and shake the conversation up at the presidential level, those folks are not then turning around and voting for somebody for the Senate who's been there for 20 years and who is a part of the problem.
As Election Day looms, Kander is carrying added expectations. If enough Missourians vote for him, then he may play a major role in delivering the Senate back to the Democratic Party. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.